Thank you, sir. As we move through the cycle of review, it will be essential to look at both the positive and the negative developments which have taken place in respect to nuclear non-proliferation in order to identify the challenges which we still have to meet and the ways of overcoming problems. Switzerland would like to emphasize the following points. As we said during the general discussion, the case of the DPRK is a major source of concern in respect of nuclear non-proliferation and respect of the threat that it constitutes to international security. Switzerland has many times condemned the country's nuclear and ballistic missile tests and called upon the DPRK to return to the NPT as a state without nuclear weapons. Switzerland acknowledges the historic nature of the Inter-Korean Summit, which was held last Friday at Panmunjom, and we welcome the rapprochement between the two countries. We particularly welcome the commitment of both leaders to establish a lasting peace on a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Switzerland is convinced that a solution to the nuclear and security problems on the Korean peninsula can only be found through a diplomatic process that includes everyone concerned. That is why we urge the parties to continue with their dialogue in a constructive spirit. As we seek to respond to the challenge posed by the DPRK, it is useful perhaps to remember that we have been capable of finding a diplomatic solution to other problems which for many, many years seemed to be insoluble. The entry into force on the 16th of January 2016 of the Comprehensive Global Plan of Action between Iran and the E3 EU plus 3 group is a historic success for the second pillar of the NPT. IAEA reports indicate that the Islamic Republic of Iran is scrupulously applying the provisions listed in that agreement. Switzerland knows with satisfaction that the IAEA has exercised its right to complementary access under the additional protocol to all sites and locations which it needed to have access to. Although certain provisions of the agreement are limited in time, the implementation of the most important provisions on nuclear verification, an agreement on generalized safeguards and an additional protocol are not. We encourage all the parties involved to discharge their obligations under the JCPOA in full. Any action that runs counter to the JCPOA would compromise not only the agreement itself, but also the credibility of non-proliferation efforts, not to mention international and regional security and stability. The JCPOA should not be used in order to respond to security problems which are not nuclear in nature. In order to successfully meet the challenges of non-proliferation to which I've just referred and others which are of a similar nature, there are a certain number of considerations that have to be taken into account. Firstly, we would like to point out that since the entry into force of the NPT, a great deal has been achieved in respect of non-proliferation and in respect of strengthening the safeguard system. The progress which has been made has made a considerable contribution to international security. At the same time, Switzerland would like to recall that the NPT is based upon a compromise. According to the treaty, states which have nuclear weapons have made commitments to engage in nuclear disarmament negotiations in good faith in exchange for the promise of non-nuclear states to refrain from acquiring or developing nuclear weapons and to submit themselves to IAEA verification. This compromise is essential to the smooth operation of the NPT. Secondly, over half nuclear weapon states are not states party to the NPT. Switzerland believes, this being the case, that we must step up our efforts to make sure that non-proliferation provisions become universal. That will mean looking for creative solutions whereby non-NPT member states can apply standards similar to those in the treaty. The NSG, which is currently presided over by Switzerland, makes a valuable contribution here by drawing up lists of nuclear and dual-use equipment and material. The NSG facilitates the implementation of national legislation governing the control of exports and thereby plays a crucial role in making non-proliferation standards universal. Switzerland therefore urges all states to apply its guidelines. Thirdly, turning to the IAEA safeguard system, Switzerland believes that a generalized system of safeguards with an additional protocol should become the norm applied by everyone. Furthermore, the system needs to be continually improved if it is to remain viable and effective over the long term. As part of such a process, the major difficulties we will face lie in the increasing amount of nuclear material and the increasing numbers of nuclear installations and information and agreements needing verification at a time when we are still operating under budgetary constraints. The state-level concept has been developed to deal with this so as to enable the IAEA to consider the general situation in each state and to concentrate its efforts there where they are most needed. As far as Switzerland is concerned, it is essential that the state-level concept lead to a significant and quantifiable improvement in the safeguard system. This is true particularly for states which apply the highest level of non-proliferation provision. We wait with great interest for the report from the IAEA Director General on lessons learned and experience acquired thus far in the application of the state-level concept and also a cost-benefit analysis.